difficulty getting this thing to tape. I hope we're okay.
Is 44 years old, and what does she do?
She's a mother of three kids.
And education?
She went to CMU. Mark? Deborah is a sailor.
Oh!
Literally. And she's right now off the Canary Islands.
She sails. She's not part of the Navy.
No. She and her husband have a 40-foot catch called Northern Light.
Professionally with the paper.
That's what they do.
That's it.
She's okay. A photographer.
And where does she contribute her pictures? Is she a freelance photographer? Or?
Right. Well, in her articles.
Nope. No children. He has children by former marriage, but children of their own.
I saw their video, their film.
You saw.
One. Thank you.
Looking at a book called Northern Light. It's Epic Arctic Antarctic Sailing Voyage, written by Rolf Bjelke and Deborah Shapiro. It's a very, very pretty book. And lovely pictures. And Joel?
Joel lives in Pittsburgh. Has a wife and three children. And run a business called Company.
Come to David? What was
no,
his
name? Yeah, David.
David,
at the time of his death, died for the American. At the time, his elder sister was living in Concord, Massachusetts, to go into aeronautics and really, well, talked his way into MIT. Really does not. No, usually either prior undergraduate degree, David, through his articles. And David was old. 1985, Ann and I had a football team, and were to go to Italy where David was to be. Really don't know.
It sounds also like, it seems a little bit like that you taught him how.
Lisa. Also in Australia, so she was in secondly year and must have been, I never really. It begins in January.
Sure.
And education was, and I'd been told already before that about the problems with public education. To reach school, and that woman who had been with us in Yugoslavia. And, married to an American fellow who was from an old Australian family. And because he went into the outback, just loved animals. And her tuition wasn't paid.
Her out, huh?
Until our check arrived. And she graduate from the University of Pennsylvania, where she met her husband, to go to veterinary. Yeah, he's a Canadian.
I wanted to get back to one other question to complete your life in Israel, especially since you mentioned why you thought Lisa came back to this continent. How did your parents feel since both of their children left?
Well, my sister came back.
Your mother became ill. Okay. Continue with her social work in Israel? Or does. Could you now.
You were trying to, before you say about.
You're both children leaving the country.
Yes, well, I left. Mm-hmm. Do you know if it's an hour tape, but if you didn't talk, it stopped. Well, I don't mind going over.
The Maccabee Games.
Maccabee, yeah.
Yeah, you're Lisa going there for the volleyball. This is for historical sake. Could you give me just a short sketch of what they are?
Well, they are the Jewish Olympics.
These are the Jewish Olympics. And do you know when they started? I wasn't 100% sure when they got started. Certainly since it was a state.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That is the team that went to Munich, isn't it?
No.
That was an Israeli team that went to the Olympics.
I thought that maybe they did too. Okay.
No. The Maccabiah is to bring Jewish athletes from all over the world to Israel to participate in an Olympic-like competition.
Okay. Then I would like you to give me your professional career in some... In chronological order, if you don't mind.
It's relatively simple because I haven't moved around that much. As I said, I entered the U.S. Public Health Service on the 5th of May,
1948. I'll interrupt you, but I know I'm going to. But if you, with each professional phase of your life, could you also give us, please, the geography? We'll do that together then. Thank you.
Sure.
It's turning.
It started. Well, it's...
It's activated. You know, it's voice activated.
Yeah, but it may be that my voice wasn't activating it well enough. Now it is, but anyway.
I hope that's not the problem.
I hope so, too.
Well, we'll listen to it. I wrote good.
Okay. All right.
My first location was...
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt.